Thank you, Mr. Löscher.
We will now continue with the Q&A session, and I would ask you to show your hands and please wait for the microphone. Mr. Höppner, Ms. Werner, Mr. Wronski, Mr. Flemming, in that order. Mr. Höppner, good morning. I have two questions. First of all, after the first strong quarter, some targets seem conservative, both ROCE long-term and also short-term. Maybe this is a little too conservative. Maybe those figures should be corrected. And the second question, the problems with renewable energies, is this really a purely seasonal thing, or are you, or do you think this could be a longer-term effect? Thank you very much. Well, first of all, we are sticking to our targets, but of course, we're happy that we've gone off to a good start in this fiscal year. And I think this proves very nicely that we are capital efficient, profitable, and that we're clearly on growth track. Regarding renewable energy, we are seeing here that in the medium term, this is going to be a growth market. We are clear about that. We are in a situation where we are operating in a bit of a difficult environment, but we are focusing on market share. We have won orders, which are very clear signals here. Our Mid-American wind power order, for example, which is the first wind turbine plant for 190,000 American homes, which is a nice success. We are clearly focused here. Our renewable growth business is not only going to grow, but we're also focusing on a worldwide industrialization strategy. We are focusing in Asia, focusing on Asia here, on growth, and that will be a clear growth driver for our business. Ms. Werner.
Let me come back to the renewables business. The margin has decreased slightly. Do you consider this as a reason for a battle about pricing, especially in the wind industry? There are surplus capacities now. The answer, yes, we see clear differences in these segments. Certainly, it is a market which is highly competitive, especially in offshore wind power plants. But especially where Siemens is strong, we have clear characteristics which make us stand out from the competition. This determines the competitiveness and strength of our business.
Mr. Wronski. You have a lot of new orders. Are there areas where you have to decline orders because your capacity is insufficient? And my second question, you will have most of your revenue in the core business. Is that the end of the transformation, or are you thinking of IPOs for example, Osram or the hearing aid department? Well, I'm grateful that you've asked a question which I consider a bit of a luxury problem. We are not in that situation, but it is true that in some areas, delivery times are becoming an issue. But our capacity is such that we can keep up with the growth dynamism. Siemens will always grow in core areas, and this is where we are focusing our investments. And rumors on the market, we will not never comment on those, as you know. Well, that is a strategic question, isn't it, whether the transformation is finished? Well, I said this already quite clearly in November, that the 12-year transformation period has been concluded. But, of course, we will very clearly focus on our core portfolio, and in those core segments, we are going to invest. We're going to focus our investments there, and this will not change in future.
Mr. Flemming and then Mr. Schaefer. I have two questions at one. Order intake has risen also on a corrected basis in the first quarter. Do you think this momentum will continue? What's your look ahead and what's your weighing of opportunities versus risks? Question number two. In the healthcare sector, there are new burdens due to the four projects in particle therapy. New things emerge every quarter, bit by bit, although the project number is quite clear. Could you tell us what would still be likely to arise? The answer? Well, first of all, it's nice to see that if you compare that relative to our competitors, as far as we can see at the present time, we at Siemens had a very strong quarter also in terms of growth dynamics. We take it that the market environment and its growth dynamics on the whole certainly will flatten out, but that we have an excellent position. And there are especially two major elements in our favor. First, our innovative strength. We have an excellent portfolio in all areas of our core business. Secondly, in the emerging markets, many of them, we've been at home for more than 100 years. So the multi-local roots in 190 countries in the world of Siemens is an important differentiation factor also at times like these. Even though the emerging countries are still industrializing. If they continue along this path, which I'm sure they will, the major activities we've been carrying out, the entire sector of industry, automation, power technology, healthcare, these are excellent, or this is an excellent overlapping of our business strategy and the focal activities of those countries. If you look at the regional growth dynamics of Siemens, you'll see that in the first quarter, for instance, we grew 50% in China. In other emerging markets, we grew clearly. And we take it that there will be an environment also in the future where the rate of growth dynamics will show a difference. The industrialized countries on the one hand and the strong growth emerging markets on the other hand. Mr. Flemmi, good morning. Healthcare. Particle therapy was a technological pioneering activity, and we are still pioneering. Economically, this isn't always as rewarding as we would hope it to be. Particle therapy will remain a technological challenge also in the future. Of course, we enter into our books only those provisions which can be shown in the balance sheet, and this is what we did in the first quarter, 32 million. And for the rest, there are also burdens connected with our US distributor. There's a so-called Section 13D filing with the SEC, which amounts to about 19 million in our books. So about 50 million on the whole is the burden we have to carry in the first quarter. If you remember, at the same time last year, we pointed out that the healthcare sector in the first half of 2010 benefited from excellent currency effects. This didn't repeat in these quarters. So comparisons between the first quarter of 2010 and the first quarter of 2011 are influenced accordingly. Fundamentally, one must say that the top line has developed well. Profitability is still at a peak level as far as this company is concerned. Of course, you can't achieve top results in each and every quarter. You know that last quarter the healthcare sector was restructured, and the colleagues in this sector know exactly what they can expect for the future. There are things where we could improve upon.
Mr. Schäfer, I have a question regarding the raw material prices. Can you tell us whether the price increases of raw materials are being a burden on your business, your ongoing business, both increasing raw material prices and also are there any shortages in any areas? Are you expecting, in general terms, that the economy is going to be impacted by that? Is there going to be a burden on your business, also maybe looking into the future? And the second question, the Greek government has filed a suit for damages regarding the corruption issue. How do you judge your chances there with regard to a decision? Mr. Schäfer, maybe I can start with the question about the raw material prices. In the areas where it was possible, we took measures to safeguard this as far as possible, especially with copper. So for the rest of the fiscal year, we're in a position that we can calculate quite safely, and the market values of these hedging measures have in fact contributed to our profits. There are no shortages or bottlenecks. We are managing this well logistically, also with regard to our purchasing organization and logistics. They have predicted our demands quite well, as far as we can say. Whether this is going to have an impact on the worldwide economy is subject to speculation. The raw materials are available. From my point of view, they have been accumulated to an excessive degree, but I don't think that the world economy should depend on raw material prices. And Mr. Schäfer, regarding your second question, well, in the press kit, there is a remark about the status of the litigation, and that's all we have to say on this. Mr. Karpstein.
Good morning. I have a question about the United States. Your boss has just been appointed Supreme Economic Advisor to the government. Will that aggravate the U.S. business? ROCE and capital structure. In ROCE, you're making good progress, but I'd like to hear what is the reason for the change in the value of the last quarter. It's 19.2. It used to be 15.9. And then the capital structure. You are clearly behind expectations. 0.5 to 1 was your objective. Now it's minus 0.02. How do you want to get ahead quickly, and how much money do you have to invest into acquisitions or into existing business in order to advance the capital structure? What other ideas do you have? Mr. Karpstein, says Mr. Löscher, your first question, surely there's no connection. I'm very happy personally to see that Mr. Chaplin-Mill has been given this excellent possibility to accompany American industrial policy as an advisor. I think that will be good for all of us. And the first signals have been very positive in that direction. Also, clearly, his clear statement in favor of free trade, which may advance industrial policy. And to be that close to the source is indeed very important. Return on capital employed, ROCE. As you can see in the press release, in the first quarter of fiscal 2011, it rose to 23% from 19.2% in the first quarter of 2010. Of course, this is due mainly leading to increased profitability and a lower level of capital employed than over the course of the fiscal year. This is going to rise in the course of this year. Don't forget that the first quarter is always a quarter in which investments haven't yet been made, so the capital structure as such will grow as time goes on. And also price drops in the market expected for the fiscal year haven't yet occurred. So, as a rule, the price structure and price quality of our business in the first quarter is better than average, which we then secure across the fiscal year.
Mr. Voss, microphone number 3. Good morning. I have one question on the weighting of the sectors. You talked about the transformation process and that it had been concluded. Now, Med is only 1/6, and in terms of profit, only below 1/5. In your eyes, is this a balanced mixture, or should medical technologies increase in importance among the sectors? Mr. Voss, I think we have to see clearly that this is not a competition among the sectors. The sectors are not competing and have to compare themselves with the other sectors. All business are future-oriented. The so-called megatrends, we are represented in all these fields. We are worldwide number one or number two in 2/3 of the businesses, and we have excellent market and technology positions. This is what's decisive, and we have to be better than our competitors relative to the market, and we're proud of that because we are.
I have one request for the floor, Mr. Dickers. Are there any other questions? Otherwise, we'd then close our short question. Could you make a forecast about the development of your headcount for Germany and non-German countries? And given the shortage of expert staff, what are you doing to counteract this? What do you foresee in terms of development? Mr. Löscher? Well, this is going to be a subject also of my speech later on. First of all, I think we are one of the few companies proving in the crisis that we not only have aligned all activities, including headcount development. We built up 7,000 staff during the crisis, 1,000 in Germany alone, which is a very positive trend. We face different challenges worldwide. On the one hand, the emerging markets, where we have a much younger population that is gainfully employed. And in the industrialized countries, we hear the topic that's being discussed broadly in Germany, lack of engineers and skilled labor worldwide. We have 12,000 vacancies, 3,000 in Germany. What do we do to counteract this measure? Well, by a massive training campaign. We are Germany's biggest trainer with 10,000 people. And this is one of the points where we counteract. Now, referring to Germany, we must also see to it that experienced staff members are kept with the company for a longer time. So we need more flexible models also for older staff members. It's a broad range of measures to be taken, but we clearly assume that our efforts will be enlarged and expanded on massively. And another positive effect in terms of the attractiveness of employment, we as employers occupy a leading position, that is, at the universities important to us, such as technical universities, Munich, for instance, just to mention one of them. That's a very important element. Mr. Kayser, figures again, the first quarter rounded off. In the first quarter, compared to September 30, 2010, almost 5,000 persons were hired, about 1,000 in Germany. Now, these are net figures, and we have to assume that, my assessment, about 10,000 people were recruited afresh, which makes it a very dynamic scenario, and this makes it also more important, all the more important, to implement the measures. One question?
Oh, there's one more question. About Here USA. Now, is this a candidate which could be taken over, or is the problem going to be solved in another way? Answer, well, Here USA is an important distributor in the American market. And that's really all we can and should say in Section 13 This was laid down, and regarding the securing or safeguarding of this distribution channel, all options are open, and I think this is the way this should be seen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was the first quarter press conference, but really just the beginning of a long day. You're invited for the telephone conference at 8:45. You can follow this from here or from the media rooms. And, of course, you're also invited to follow the AGM, as we have done in previous years. And, of course, there's the skiing event on the Wittelsbacher Platz from the 4th of February. And we hope to see you there, too. And I hope that you'll enjoy it.